Laser 103.3's Morning Brews. Intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
Ooh, powered by Confluence Brewing.
That was so much.
Where good things come together. I'm going to tell you about these invasive invertebrates invading Iowa in a second. Hang for that.
But first, it starts tomorrow. The Middle of the Map Tattoo Convention is back.
Yes.
It's going on over at Hy-Vee Hall. There are all kinds of shows. There are all kinds of demonstrations. There's tons of entertainment.
The pinup girl competition.
Are you going to go and get some ink? Is that going to be your thing?
Well.
You going to get Marcus on your shoulder or something? Or like the small of your back or wherever girls get tattoos these days? I don't know what's cool. I have no idea.
I'm still contemplating.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like between Marcus and I, we have the appropriate amount of ink.
Yeah, he's got 1,000. You have 0.
Yeah.
So combined, you have 1,000.
We each bring something to the table, okay? But yes, I will absolutely be there.
Middleofthemaptattoo.com for all of the details. Yeah. It begins tomorrow at 2 p.m.
So if you're there, please say hello to Marcus and I. We would love to see you.
And get a tattoo that says Heather and Marcus. Or Heather and Wicket. If somebody else does. Like, if somebody got Heather and Wicket and a laser, that would be great.
Well, if you just get H and W,
yeah.
When you're upside down, it's H and M.
Aha!
Or M and H, rather, which works out really well.
This is a great story. We don't know the name of this Iowa. 24-year-old Army veteran has landed in Ukraine to help with the fight. The soldier is going to be a combat medic from Iowa. They're going to be carrying, duffel bags, a rifle to make sure that he's safe, but also gear to give to those who are hurt. So he's not the front line. He's the second line for those that will be getting hurt. He was asked what he's bringing with him. Trauma shears, a radio pouch, medical gear, tourniquets, trauma pads. I've got pressure dressing. I'll be getting IVs on them over there, a bunch of food. So that's going to be his role. Again, not on the front line, but on the second line. And we applaud another Iowa hero
that's
going overseas.
Double hero, because our medical teams in general are heroes. And then obviously our military heroes. So that's that's like the double down of hero dumb, Wicket. That's what Marvel dreams are made of.
Ukrainian President Zelensky put out a call for foreign volunteers. And this gentleman left the military less than a year ago and said he could not sit back any longer and watch after seeing all the devastation in Ukraine. So we applaud him.
Thank you. Let's talk about the jumping worms, Wicket.
All right. So jumping worms are not something I've ever heard of, but they are a problem in the state of Iowa. And KCCI tells us why.
The night crawlers and the garden worms that we think are beneficial in our soil get elbowed out of the way by these jumping worms.
These are jumping worms, originally from Asia.
Ugh.
They reproduce faster and eat more material than garden worms, leaving the soil the consistency of coffee grounds, a granular soil that is not ideal for growing plants. The problem, right now the jumping worms are hard to see.
In the springtime and in the early summer, the jumping worm is in a cocoon stage, which is also called the egg stage.
The same size and consistency as dirt, easily transported from one location to another.
Those little tiny 2-millimeter eggs could stick to the bottoms of your shoes. They could be in the potting soil. They could be on your garden tools.
Professor Donald Lewis says jumping worms are much easier to spot in the fall after the eggs have hatched and they've grown. He says with no effective spray, the best thing to do is separate them from your garden, your mulch, and your flowers.
The best thing to do is leave the state.
If you haven't seen these things, they look like regular worms. And they just look like regular worms, but on crack. They are moving a lot, and that is why they are called jumping worms. They don't actually jump up into the air, but they shimmy, they shake, they make their way out of pots that are full of soil. They make their way into your plants, your crops, whatever. And like the guy from Iowa State said, the professor, his name is Donald Lewis, he's an entomology professor, they're elbowing all the good night crawlers and the good worms who do good things in your soil out of the way, and they're ruining your soil.
Well, and they're teasing cats and dogs all over Iowa. I mean, worms are bad enough, but like anything that moves like that, my dog's going to eat. My cat's going to take her foot and go, hey, let's play.
Like
they're not asking for it.
They're not poisonous. They're not going to sting or harm your animals. Or my kids love digging for worms. We bought them this really nice swing set. They don't want anything to do with it. They want to pick up pavers and look under for worms. Now I got to start watching for these jumping worms. I mean, they're just...
It's hard enough when it's rained and they're all over the sidewalk to avoid them when they're still. But these are jumping, and it's warm now, so you're wearing open-toed shoes, Wicket.
This is the next level of Jumanji. All right, that's what this is. Jumping worms are all over Iowa.
Just when we thought, okay, we've got some understanding for COVID, there's toilet paper
murder
back on the shelves.
Murder hornets aren't even a thing anymore.
The super gonorrhea, haven't heard about that recently.
Remember those big, like, fist-sized spiders over on the East Coast?
The parachuting spiders.
Yeah. Now we have jumping worms.
A plague on both your houses!
Welcome to Jumanji! Morning Brews brought to you by Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. ConfluenceBrewing.com.